You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Open reaches its crescendo this weekend. After a sizzling start to the tennis season, the men's singles tournament will culminate in the final on Sunday. While a day earlier, 21-year-old Sofia Kenin and Garbiñe Muguruza of Spain will battle it out in the women's final. Kenin's defeat of Australian Ashley Barty ended hopes of having a local talent reach the end of the Grand Slam. Kenin spoke to Channel 9 after her win.
It was really tough. I knew, you know, she's not going to give it up to me. You know, I really needed to fight out there. And yeah, I mean, she's a great player, you know, and there's a reason why she's world number one. But I mean, I'm just so thankful for this.
The Super Rugby season gets underway today. Of the Australian clubs, the ACT Brumbies launched their campaign against a new-look Queensland Reds. The Melbourne Rebels have a trip to Fukuoka where they face the Sunwolves, while the New South Wales Waratahs are up against the Crusaders in New Zealand. Waratahs prop Tom Robertson says he's looking forward to the challenge of facing the reigning champions and putting an injury-riddled 2019 behind him.
Pretty excited. You know, they're obviously the best team to come in the last 3 years, so it's always good to get them over early in the year and then sort of get that yardstick where you're at, you know, reevaluate, see where you're going. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's in Nelson, so it's a bit of a different stadium as well, so it's pretty exciting.
In the A-League, the match between Sydney FC and Brisbane Roar gets round 17 underway. Brisbane are desperate for the points to stay in finals contention, while a win for ladder leader Sydney could see them move up 13 points clear at the top. Sky Blues coach Steve Currica says the Roar travel to Sydney off the back of a string of good results.
They're unbeaten in five. They've won three and two draws. So I think they'll be coming here a lot more confident than they did last time. So, yeah, obviously we respect them. We know what they're about and we need to stop them from going that one step more with another win.
32 Olympic hopefuls will be vying for Australian selection this weekend as softball makes its return to the Games after 12 years. The sport was kicked off the Olympics program after Beijing and faced a decade-long wait for re-inclusion. As part of preparations for Tokyo, Australia will play a mini-tournament in Sydney. Coach Lang Harrow says it's a chance for a group of young softballers who believe they may never get to go to a Summer Games.
We have Stacey Porter and Justine Smethurst who have experienced Olympics, and for the other girls it's a dream for them, and now they have this opportunity in front of them and obviously they want to put their best foot forward.
And lastly, the new finals format for the Big Bash League kicks off this weekend. Played over two weekends, the five-match final series guarantees a double chance for teams that finish first and second in the regular season. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.